Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Luke 11 verse 1, one of the disciples says to Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray." The word for today is the first in a series about prayer. Demonstrating an uncommon level of honesty, a well-known pastor said this, "Prayer is the biggest struggle I have. It's difficult to maintain a consistent prayer life, and especially difficult to sustain the conviction that it does any good at times." Prayer doesn't come naturally for the majority of us. We know it's supposed to be a dialogue, but often it feels like a monologue. There's nothing worse than trying to talk with someone who won't talk back. And we don't like to admit it, but often what we're really wondering about prayer is, how can I pray so that God will give me what I want? One little boy was asked if he said his prayers every night. He replied, "No, some nights I don't need anything." Prayer isn't about the particular words you use or the length of time you spend praying. It's about getting acquainted. It's about building a relationship. If you've got something to talk to someone about, you might say, "We need to find somewhere to talk." You want to make sure that you're heard, and you want to hear what the other person has to say. When you eliminate the noise of this world, you maximize your ability to hear God. It shows that you're taking the relationship with Him seriously. The psalmist said in Psalm 91 verse 1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Do you have a secret place where you can be alone with God? It can be anywhere, but you need a place where you can go and show that you mean business with God. Prayer, part 1. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.